This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a writer, the recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, Sergeant David Bellavia. Please join me in welcoming him to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. You know, folks, he's asked me to call him David, and I was very excited about getting him on the show today to get his reaction to the protest in Dearborn, Michigan, with the calls for death to America, death for Israel. David, you put your life on the line many times for this country. You are someone who's written about it. You've got some bestsellers, the latest of which is Remember the Ramrods. You know, this has to strike you in a way that's different from the ordinary American.
Judge, thanks for having me on. It's, look, I know we have an open border. I know we have all sorts of people in America today that causes harm. I'm well aware that there's a threat everywhere. And I've heard death to America chanted a million times, as have you, all throughout the news. When it's said on American soil, It is the weirdest experience of my adult lifetime. I cannot believe we're here 20 years into a global war on terror that we're still having to articulate to a powerful but minority faction of the United States, bad people want to hurt America. I don't get how this is still happening in 2024.
Well, you know, it's happening because of the First Amendment, and I don't want to get into the specifics of the law and the protection of hate speech and all that. I really want to talk about the fact that this is the signal of danger, that, you know, just as when you were in the service, you knew danger when it was coming your way. And when people are bold enough to chant death to America in this country, we don't know who's legal or illegal. But when you've got them doing that in this country, you've got to say to yourself, what is our recourse? Forget the First Amendment stuff. What do we do? Do we start an investigation? Does the FBI visit these people? Or do we just say, oh, well, that's just the First Amendment. We got to live with it.
I'm just asking for something that's based in proportionality. Mm-hmm. We can't use the FBI or the Department of Justice to go to people's front porches and ask them about what they posted on Facebook. And the same Justice Department weaponizes the FISA court, not to protect us from foreign adversaries, but to protect us from their political opponents. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything that we designed to protect us and keep us safe post September 11th has literally just been weaponized to the point where, you know, we might actually need the Patriot Act. But it's been abused to the point I don't think anyone has the patience for it anymore. And my president of the United States doesn't have a comment about this, Judge. He has no opinion one way or the other. This is the lowest hanging of fruit to be able to say they love defending democracies, Judge. America and Israel are democracies. This is a threat to our democracy. Maybe then the Democrats will take it seriously.
You know, David Bellavia, you make such a great point. I mean, you've got the FBI visiting parents. You know, you condemn everything and everyone as a threat to democracy. But when someone threatens democracy and says death to America, Joe Biden is nowhere to be found. And let's be straight about it, David. I mean, the reason we've got so many people in this country about whom we know nothing, the reason that Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, was in front of Congress this week saying there's going to be not only a problem with Iran and Israel in the next few hours, but, you know, you've got these individuals who are teed up in America to start hitting us, you know, and Joe Biden can't say a word except to, you know, say that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. And, you know, I don't want to get into politics here. I mean, everybody knows on this show, David, how I feel and how I think the only person who could save us is Donald Trump. But the reality of people saying death to America when they are living in this country, benefiting from the cornucopia of benefits that we give them, the freedoms that they are at least able to say it when in their own country they'd be killed or pushed from a rooftop. It requires that there be an investigation. It requires that all of these crumbs that they're laying for us are investigated. And I don't know that they're doing that.
not only do we have, I think, a legal side to keeping us safe, I think there's a moral responsibility that a lot of people are missing. And that moral responsibility is for people in the media that are painting this picture for the world audience to look at what's happening in Gaza. And to, you know, in order to do that, you completely edit what happened on October 7th. We rewrite history. We're talking about these two factions of people. We've got poets and artists and the next modern musical hitting Broadway being written in Gaza. And they're murdering all of these artisans and peacemakers. Stop it. You can be honest about Israel and tell the truth about the enemy, which is Iran and has been Iran since September 11th. This is a very serious enemy. They've killed thousands of Marines and soldiers already. This isn't a proxy war. They talk about a proxy war with Iran. Judge, this is a shooting kinetic war. They killed our own at Abbey Gate. That is Iranian technology.
Yep.
All of it is Iranian. All of it has their fingerprints.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the sad part about the Abbey Gate is that we knew. I mean, the soldiers on the ground, we knew what was coming. And I don't know, maybe it was the assets. Maybe I don't know who was the actual one who said, you know, permission to engage, permission to engage. We know there's a suicide bomber here. We're in the middle of a cosmopolitan area in an airport, an open air airport, and they couldn't even get back to them with permission to with the approval to engage. It's crazy. I mean, are they all asleep? Do they not care? Is it about money and China? I mean, I'm going in a direction I didn't want to. But the men and women who put their lives on the line are the ones who are protecting our right to free speech. And yet it's being taken down in front of us and no one's doing anything.
You're 100% correct. And as we speak right now, there's a threat, a looming threat, actionable from multiple intelligence organizations telling us that Iran is planning to attack Israel to, avenge their seven generals that they lost in Syria.
Yep.
Well, listen, do you have any confidence that if we lose American life or Iran comes at us, that we will actually respond? It's the first time in my adult lifetime that I've looked at a commander in chief and thought, I don't think there's going to be a response if there was another September 11th.
I agree with you.
I don't have any confidence.
David Bellavia, Sergeant David Bellavia, I have to agree with you. We're seeing it in real time. We're seeing the proxies go after our men and women in Iraq and Syria with traumatic brain injuries and all the other injuries. Nobody does anything. And Joe Biden says, I told him, don't. I mean, we're like a fools under this president. And yet, you know, you've got people in Congress. This is going to make your hair stand up this morning if you haven't already had it stand up. Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib will not condemn the chance in her district of death to America. Not only that, she's got the Palestinian flag standing outside of her office in the halls of Congress. Do you think she could do that in Gaza? Have the flag of the United States in Gaza? Not a chance. Hamas.
Let me ask you what the headline for the next 6 months would be in the New York Times if Judge Pirro hired a Chinese national on her staff.
Oh,
they would go crazy. Yet Robert Malley is an envoy to Iran. And as he's negotiating what we expect to be another nuke deal, his clearance is taken away from him and he's escorted back to the United States. I don't know, maybe a follow-up question as to what happened there. That seems a little concerning when the guy negotiating with Iran loses a clearance. Do you realize what you have to do, Judge, to lose a clearance?
Well,
while you're negotiating? Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Look, we had Clapper and the other one, the other Grim Reaper, what's his name? Clapper and Brennan. I mean, they kept their clearance while they were on the air with MSNBC or CNN. Nobody takes
Wasn't it Sandy Berger? Didn't Sandy Berger walk out of the archives with a pants full of documents?
Yep.
You know, we've been asleep at the wheel for too long.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the whole group of them, we are really we're seeing a different side of Congress. And you know what, David, I must tell you, David Bellavia, that you know, the resignations by so many congresspeople and senators, I think even they're disgusted. I think even they believe there's nothing they can do, that there's so much damage going on, that and there's so much partisanship that we can't fix this.
Well, the toddler is going to scream until it's ignored. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think today, with the factions and the partisanship, it's one side just trying to sweat the other side out. When are you going to quit? When are you going to wave your flag of apathy and just move on? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have done that. Because let's be honest, do you want to do this every morning, every day? It's the same thing. It drives people crazy.
Yep.
And you have to have, you know, we talk about the military and just having a warrior spirit, but you almost need that to have a conversation at the water cooler today.
It's true. You know, the America comes together when we are faced with an enemy abroad. I mean, that's just reality. I'm not even sure that would happen now.
I'm conflicted, but when I go into New York and I talk to firefighters and cops and first responders, and there's still that swagger.
Well, you know, God bless you, David Bellavia, and regards to your grandfather, and thank you for everything that you've done and everything you continue to do. We very much enjoyed having you on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, David. Take care of yourself. David Bellavia, everybody, remember the Ramrods. He's a real hero. All right, and never forget, join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission to do good in honor of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. And up next here on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, I will be speaking with NCAA swimmer and author Riley Gaines. Coming up, what does she think of what's going on with the trans athletes? Right here on the Red Apple Audio Network.